Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of deliverance. We've been talking about how we can be set free from problems in our life. Mark 16:17, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name, they shall cast out demons. Now as we've gone through the series of messages, we've taken our time to share with you the Word of God and to point this truth out to you. The reason being is because it's the Word of God as well that people have not understood this, have not believed it, have not done it, and that's why they haven't seen the victory come forth in their life. Deliverance is for the body of Christ. It is the children's bread. God has given us authority. Before you were born again, you didn't have authority over the enemy. Now you have authority. What do you do with your authority? One of the things you do is cast out the spirits. You don't cast them out of unbelievers. You cast them out of believers, out of the area of their soul, affecting their will, intellect, emotions, and their physical body in order to be set free. And we want to get delivered from everything that would influence our life negatively so we can be fruitful for the Lord. You know, we've been taught in Christian circles, get in the Word, hear the Word, do the Word, and act on the Word, and you'll get all this fruit. Well, that's true in a measure, but that's not the whole answer. Just like we talked about how the Old Testament are types and shadows of New Testament realities of what we're supposed to do. Pharaoh's a type of Satan. Egypt is a type of the world. The Exodus out of Egypt is a type of the new birth. And going in to possess the physical promised land, the type of the spiritual promised land, the promises of God. In order to go in, they were told to walk in line with the law, but they had to do more than that. We've got to do more than walk in line with the Word of God. What did they have to do? They had to drive out all the ites. They had to eliminate the Canaanites, Hivites, Jebusites, the physical inhabitants there. If they let them remain, they would cause them to sin against the Lord, and they would remain in bondage. Well, these physical inhabitants are a type of spiritual inhabitants, which are demonic spirits that can be in us, hindering us from bringing forth the fruit that the Lord desires for us. Let me give you a little example, even that'll help you. Let's say we have a plot of land, and we're going to raise up a corn crop. And on this plot of land, we just bought the land. We haven't done anything to it. That's just like the type of us getting born again. Remember, the land is like the ground, and the seed is like the Word of God in our life, and like in the parable of the sower. Well, we just buy this land. What's the first thing the farmer does when he goes out on the land? Does he go out there with his bag of seeds and start planting the Word, you know, or planting the seed in the ground, just like he'd plant the Word in our hearts? Because that's what we're taught as a Christian. And then keep watering it day after day. He wouldn't do that. You'd think the guy was nuts. What's the first thing that he needs to do? He needs to clear the land of all the brush, of all the thistles, the thorns, the grasses, all the weeds and so forth, trees, anything that would hinder the production of that fruit coming forth. And as he planted the seed for that corn crop to come forth on that land, at first he clears the land, plants the seed, waters it, watches over it so it can produce a harvest. Well, in this little example, we've got to clear our spiritual land of that which would hinder us from producing fruit. And what is that? That's what deliverance does. Deliverance casts out all of the spirits that would hinder us from seeing fruit come forth in our life. And as we clean house and clear the land, the spiritual land, then as we sow the Word, we will see fruit come forth. You know, the devil comes to try to take the Word out of your heart. And he can do it so easily in so many people's lives because of the activity of the demonic spirits within them. I'll tell you, it's a lot different dealing with temptations from spirits that are within you than dealing with them that are outside. It's not difficult to deal with things that are outside. You can resist that. It's not a stronghold in your life. It's simply a temptation. But if you've got something already going on in you, maybe you have a lust problem, or maybe you have addictive compulsive problem like alcohol or nicotine, this is rooted in demonic spirits that need to be cast out of you. And as you cast them out, then you'll be set free. And this is very important. We've got to drive out all the negatives, and that's exactly what deliverance does. It casts out all the spirits that are the root causes behind the problems in order to be liberated and set free. Well, we're going to give you more testimonies today. Remember, we have authority over the demons. We cast them out in the name of Jesus. We continue to cast them all out till they're gone. And as we do so, it brings forth changes in our life. Then, of course, we got to walk in line with the Word, do the Word, not give place to the enemy. We've got to deal with areas of sin, repent, and turn around. And as we walk in light of the Word of God, we will retain our deliverance, and then we will bring forth fruit in our life. And we're going to talk more about the testimonies today. We had a woman who had a hair loss problem. It was called alopecia. In fact, I've had two cases of this. And there were large patches of hair loss. As we ministered deliverance, one that comes to mind, we ministered deliverance over a period of time. It drove out that problem, and then all of the hair came back, and that problem was eliminated. We had a man who came who had gluttony problems in his inheritance line. And he just had obesity. Many, many people in his inheritance line were obese. They had gluttony problems. And he had this problem in his own life. And he just had an insatiable desire to eat and eat and eat. And he tried all the diet programs. He tried everything he could do to try to eliminate this problem, but it did not eliminate it for him. When we started ministering deliverance to him, casting out the gluttony and all the spirits that are associated, why he ate. Sometimes he ate when he was lonely, and sometimes he ate when he was depressed, you know, and different things like that. And cast out the inherited obesity and ministering deliverance in all these areas. It broke that bondage, and this man lost 60 pounds over a period of time and was able to keep it off because of the fact that he got delivered from the spiritual root problems. I've seen lots of people lose 20, 30, 40 pounds and keep it off as they drove out the spirits. Of course, you got to walk in line with the Word. Of course, you got to watch what you eat. Let me say that. You know, you can't just cast out the spirits and then go on and continue to eat all kinds of things that you shouldn't be eating or overeating. That is yielding to the enemy and not being wise. We got to have wisdom in things as well. Remember, deliverance is getting rid of the negatives, but then you've got to do the things that God would want you to do in order to have good health and or have good dietary habits in order to see fruit come in that area. We had a woman who also was bound by drugs. We've had a couple different ones. One comes to mind, and we ministered deliverance. She was a crack cocaine addict, and as we ministered deliverance to her, we cast out those spirits. She was liberated. She was able to return to her husband and to her children and her family when the devil was trying to destroy that family. And this is important. People that have strong addictions, they've got to have the spirits cast out. We have another woman that had alcohol problems. The alcohol problems in the past had destroyed the different things in their life, destroyed marriage. And as we ministered deliverance and cast out those alcohol spirits, the person was set free. They used to go to AA all the time, but now they don't need to go to anything because they have been liberated. They have absolutely no desire. They don't have to go to AA and learn how to cope with their problem. You know, just counseling and talking about these kind of things without deliverance will just teach you to try to cope with it and try to keep it underfoot. But that's not the answer. The answer is deliverance and freedom and victory. And Jesus sets us free, praise God. Well, she's been delivered. She has no more problems. And she has been free of the alcohol, praise God. We have another woman that had a nicotine problem, and we deal with lots of people. You know, there's lots of Christians out there that have a bondage to nicotine. In fact, many times you have a lot of condemnation and guilt over it, and may other people even look down on you because of that. Well, that's no more a worse sin than the area of a gluttony or anger or any of these other problems. At the same time, we want to get free of it. And if you have a nicotine bondage, God wants you to get free. You can get free. A lot of people have a hard time quitting. Why? Because they have a network of spirits that are in them, and you've got to cast them out. Otherwise, they drive at you to get you to continue in it. And in most of the nicotine cases I've worked with, it takes quite a period of time to clean house on what's there. One particular woman, we cast out the spirits, and she started to see a lessening of the desire for it, and then all of a sudden a lot of the reasons came up of why she smoked and different things she'd been through and why she reacted and went into smoking. She also had been involved in other things. They were means of escape. Well, as we cast out these spirits, also there was inherited nicotine. We cast that out, drove it out over a period of time. It was broken, and this woman's been free for more than a year, year and a half or so, and she has no desire. She's been liberated. This is one I'm thinking of. We've seen several set free from the nicotine bondage. As you cast out the spirits, God sets us free. Praise the Lord. We've seen people set free from cancer, from TMJ, irritable bowel syndrome, high blood pressure, all kinds of problems. pains in the stomach, different things, arthritic problems and so forth. We had one woman that had esophagus problem for 18 years. She had continual torment in eating. We cast out those spirits and she could eat normally, praise God. Another woman that had for 15 years a back problem, could not touch her toes without severe pain. We cast out the spirits. She could reach down and touch her toes and she was liberated as we ministered healing and deliverance to her. We had another man that had a problem, and these spirits can affect you in the financial realm as well. This man had a problem with the poverty and loss of prosperity. It was in his inheritance line. He had the Indian blood curses from the inheritance line that caused a lot of his problems. As we broke the poverty and loss of prosperity spirits, it turned things around in his job. He got a promotion when there was a wage freeze and a hiring freeze going on after he'd been passed over previous times when he had the seniority to receive that blessing. And the devil was just trying to hinder it. Well, we broke the poverty, loss of prosperity. We've seen this with lots of people. Whereas we broke the poverty and loss of prosperity spirits, cast them out, it just turned things around in their life. You know, the enemy can be hindering you in lots of different ways. And as we cast out the spirits in all areas, he will liberate us and set us free. Praise God. Well, I'll tell you, God wants you to get victory. You know, I've cast out lots of spirits. I ought to give a testimony about myself. I've cast out lots of spirits out of myself. I used to have lots of problems with battles with sickness and disease and infirmities. And as I've cast out the spirits, God just totally revolutionized my health. I found out years ago that I had a system of spirits that were in me, causing me to be easily susceptible to whatever came along. And as I ministered deliverance and to myself, learned about it, had other people help me at times. As I cast out, I drove out the inherited heart attack spirits out of me, drove out all the spirits of infirmity that were causing all these problems in the bronchial tubes and so forth, and God liberated me and brought forth victory. I'll tell you, God is our victory. He also set me free from all kinds of nervousness, fear, and different areas, and I continually minister deliverance to myself on other areas as we're continually getting set free. I'll tell you, God is at work to cleanse the body of Christ, to liberate us from bondage, to bring us to the place of walking in victory. If you have needs in your life, give us a call. We'll be glad to help you, and the Lord will set you free. If you'd like to get some tapes on this, give us a call. We've got tapes on this subject so you can learn more and more and be established in the Word of God in casting out the Spirit so you can be liberated. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have needs in your life? If so, we have a healing, deliverance, and counseling center to minister to your needs. We've seen the Lord set people free from anger, fear, anxiety, emotional and mental problems, as well as poverty and loss of prosperity and addictive problems such as nicotine, alcohol, drugs, and gluttony. The Lord will deliver you from all of these problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.